Grammatica, Episode 4, Time Words. English gets by with a fairly lazy set. When, then, ago, still, already, later. Dutch splits most of those in two, and the split is never optional. Pick the wrong half and you haven't got an accent. You've got a different sentence. Four contrasts do almost all the damage. Contrast 1. English has one word for when. Dutch has three, and they divide by tense. Toen is the past, als is the present, the future, and anything habitual. It also doubles as if. Wanneer asks the question. Listen. Toen ik binnenkwam, regende het. Als het regent, blijf ik thuis. Wanneer kom je? When I came in, it was raining. When it rains, I stay home. When are you coming? Same English word, three different Dutch ones. Toen and als are subordinators, words that push the verb to the end of their clause. So binnenkwam and regent land at the back. And because that whole clause then occupies first position, the main clause inverts. Regende het, blijf ik. Two word order effects for the price of one conjunction. Contrast 2. And it's the same split running through the word then. Toen is the past then. Dan is the future then. And the second half of if then. Listen to the pair. Toen woonden we in Texas. Dan kom ik morgen. Back then, we lived in Texas. Then I'll come tomorrow. Twain looks backwards. Dan looks forwards. And they never trade places. Note that both invert the verb when you put them first. Woonden we, kom ik. Contrast 3 is my favorite, because it's a perfect mirror. Ago is geleden, and it comes after the span. In, meaning in the future, is over, and it comes before the span. Same job, opposite directions, opposite positions. 2 dagen geleden. Over 2 dagen. 2 days ago. In 2 days. And do not reach for the Dutch word in here. In 2 dagen means within a 2-day stretch, which is a third thing entirely. Contrast 4 is the big one. Al, nog, pas, and net. These are aspect words. They don't tell you when something happened. They tell you how it sits against your expectations. Al means sooner than you'd think. Pas means later, or less than you'd think. They are mirrors. Hij komt al morgen. Hij komt pas morgen. He's coming as soon as tomorrow. He's not coming until tomorrow. One word apart, and the second one is a complaint. Then, nog and net. Nog means still. It hasn't stopped. Net means just. It happened a moment ago, and it's done. Ik ben er nog. Ik heb net gegeten. I'm still here. I've just eaten. And the two negatives complete the grid. Nog niet is not yet. The negation of all. Niet meer is no longer. The negation of nog. One more. Cheaper, but useful daily. English says later and leaves you guessing. Dutch has a ladder with 3 rungs. Zo is any second now. Strax is later, but still today. Binnenkort is the coming days or weeks. Listen to the whole ladder. Ik kom zo. Tot straks. We verhuizen binnenkort. I'll be right there. See you later today. We're moving soon. Tell someone tot straks when you mean next month and they will be confused and slightly worried. Careful with zo, incidentally. It's the same 3 letters as the zo that means so or like this. Only context tells you it's the time one. Finally, a small gift. English needs 4 words for the day after tomorrow and 4 for the day before yesterday. Dutch needs 1 each. Overmorgen. Eergisteren. Over tomorrow and eer yesterday. Eer is an old word for before, the same root as the English eer. And it survives in modern Dutch essentially only here. Today's Bruegel proverb. And it's about time as well. De dag met manden uitdragen. De dag met manden uitdragen. Literally, to carry the day out in baskets. Meaning, to waste time thoroughly and with great effort. Busy work that shifts nothing. Example. Die vergadering was de dag met manden uitdragen. That meeting was an elaborate waste of an afternoon. That's episode 4. Fijne avond nog.